Hey there, I'm Blair and I'm back for the second edition of the Lima Zero Gym podcast series. A wonderful way to immerse yourself in what Lima Zero has to offer in order to get the best out of what we think is a pretty cool wee gym. Since you're listening to me here, you've passed the first step of our first Lima Zero Gym podcast workout. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did recording it. Because you may not realise, but I actually really enjoy talking to myself in a dark soundproof room. Anyway, let's get into it. So if you walk with me through our doors, I'm going to get you to start on one of Lima Zero's exercises, please. Before you get started, please remember if I'm going too fast that you can put me on pause anytime. If I'm going too slow, you can put me on fast forward. And if you happen to really like me, you can replay me as many times as you like. I don't mind at all. I'll guide you through the full workout, but the control of it is all yours. The best of both worlds. So if you head over to the bike, we're going to get started on the bike by doing an extended 10-minute warm-up routine. To get this machine going, first of all, just make sure the seat looks about the right height. We'll change that now if you need to. And then you're just going to hop on it and start moving the pedals round and round. When you start pedaling, the screen will light up. After the screen lights up, we're just going to press the possibly faded but yellow start button. And if you're going to do that in 3, 2, 1, and now. So we're going to press start and start biking. At this point, the machine should light up and you should see the timer on the top right hand of the screen starting to count up. Now if you push the up button 9 more times, you'll see our level go up to level 10, which shows us our level of resistance. And we're going to hold level 10 here for 2 minutes. Okay, I've started my stopwatch, so even though you've got your clock going, we're going to go on my time because I can't really change what I'm saying here. But hopefully, the clocks are in sync. At the moment, I'm at 35 seconds. So we've got a minute 25 to go on level 10. And ideally, we want to try to keep it roughly between 60 to 100 RPM. If you've been on the bike plenty of times before, you want to sort of keep it 100 RPM or higher. If this is one of your first times, aim to get 60 or higher. And as I said, we're going to have 10 minutes on this bike to have an extended warm-up, really get our lungs and legs going to get into a wonderful workout today. Just keep pedaling around, we'll go for another 40 seconds on level 10. Go another 20 seconds. Okay, and at the end of this 2 minutes, we're gonna come up to level 15 and just keep biking. So we go back to that up button. We're gonna press up 5 more times to get to level 15 right now. So take it up to level 15. It will just be a bit more resistance. I'm gonna hold that for another minute. And this time your RPM should be somewhere between 40 to 80 RPM, depending on your level, your ability, how long you've been at Lima Zero for, how much you want to challenge yourself. If you can go get above 80 RPM, you're doing really, really well. But as an initial target, try to get above 40 RPM. And we're going to keep this for another 35 seconds, please. I hope you're really enjoying the bike. It's really starting to warm up, get your breathing going. Cool, and in 10 seconds, we're gonna bring it right back down to level 8. So you're gonna press the down button 7 times to get to level 8. And 3, 2, 1, and right now, level 8, please. Keep pedaling, of course, and our RPM should hopefully rise a wee bit. Somewhere between 60 to 100 again, ideally. And we're gonna stay here for 30 seconds. Just try keep the speed up a wee bit faster now if you can. In 10 seconds time, we're gonna go up to level 14. I'll tell you when. We work together here, you and I together. 3, 2, 1, and level 14, bringing that level up. level 14, you want to keep the RPM somewhere between 50 and 90. Or faster if you can. If you keep it above 90, you're doing outstanding. As I said, initial target of 50 would be really good. And we're going to hold this for 30 seconds as well. You got 9 seconds to go, then we're going to bring it up all the way to level 20. So get real intense. In 3, 2, 1, and up to level 20 on the bike. So push up another 6 times. And we want to keep pedaling, okay? So the main thing here is we keep moving our legs. As hard as it may get, we're going to keep moving them round and round. We do not want to stop. And if you can get this way up to 80 RPM or higher, you're doing absolutely outstanding. Keep this going for another 14 seconds, please. After this, we're going to bring it all the way back down to level 8 and do those 3 again. In 3, 2, 1, bringing it back down to level 8, please. And we're going to keep this for 30 seconds. We're having a wee bit of a technical difficulty with the music, but just bear with me. I'm not going to go straight into singing just yet. We're going to keep going for another 10 seconds. And then we're going to bring it back up to level 14 again. You'll see a wee pattern going on here, hopefully. And 3, 2, 1, and back up to level 14. And our target of RPM is between 50 and 90 RPM. Again, if you can get above 90, you're doing that exceptionally well. Oh, thank goodness we got the end of that song in. You don't want to hear me sing. Although that may motivate you to go faster in some weird way. Okay, we're going to bring it up to level 20 in 3, 2, 1, and up to level 20, please. For another 30 seconds, and the idea is just to keep moving. And if you can, really trying to push above 80 or around 80 RPM would be a really, really good achievement for level 20. Otherwise, just keep moving those legs round and round. 15 seconds. And then we're going to go around that again. Go back to level 8. I'll tell you when, not just yet. Three, two, one, and back down to level 8. So bring the level right back down. Should be a lot easier on the legs. Let the RPM come up again. Really getting those legs moving around faster and faster with a slight level. We're going to keep it for another 15 seconds. Enjoy. And 3, 2, 1, and bring it up to level 14, please. Oh, just as soon as we get excited, that music goes. There it is. Level 14, we're on now. Trying to keep it above 50 RPM, 550 RPM. Try to get it up, up, up. And in 3, 2, 1, up to level 20, please. So back to level 20 and just trying to keep those legs moving round and round. We do not want to stop. That's the main goal here, is just keep moving those legs, keep breathing. Hey, stand up on the bike if you need to. That can help. And in 7 seconds, we're going to come back to level 8 one more time for our fourth round of these wee intervals. In 3, 2, 1, right now, back down to level 8. It'll be your last time on level 8 for this routine. As you can probably see, we are around about 7 minutes 40 on the bike, and we are going for 10 minutes. So we're almost there. Keep it at level 8 for now. And in 10 seconds, we'll come to level 14 for the last time. Ready, set, and up to level 14. Really strong. Trying to keep it above 50 RPM, please. It is your last time on this one, after all. Ten more seconds. Three, two, 1 and up to level 20. Last time on level 20. Really strong legs. Just keep that bike moving and then go as fast as you can. Can you get to 80 RPM? Even just for a second. Well worth it. Stand up if you need to. We got 7, 6, 5. Gonna keep biking still. 3, 2, 1, bring it down to level 10, please. Bring the bike down to level 10. Keep moving. And we're gonna finish off the last minute of this routine on level 10. And with level 10, just go as fast as you can. Really build up that RPM. Really get the heart rate going even faster, even stronger. Let's see how far you can go in this 10-minute routine. That's another great way, once we get to the 10 minutes, is to measure or take record of what you got, what total distance you got. So when you come back to play this again, you can try and beat it or equal it. Keep it nice and fast though. 20 seconds. Just go, go, go. Fast legs, 10 more seconds, please. All the way and slowing down with the song in 3, 2, 1 and rest. Hopefully you're in sync and you see your bike clock is at 10 minutes, just like my clock is at 10 minutes. I'm gonna rest right there. Take record of your distance if you'd like to. And yeah, just write it down. We're gonna have about 90 seconds rest. I suggest you just come up and walk around. Your legs may feel a bit funny, which is really great. The funnier the better in my opinion, as long as they're still useful, right? So yeah, I'm going to give you 90 seconds right now just to walk around the gym, shake your legs out, enjoy this wonderful music, I guess. After the 90 seconds, we're going to head on over to our pull-up and tricep dip assist machine. If you're not sure what this is, it is a silver, nice-looking machine just to the right of the entrance when you walk in. It has the name Matrix on the back of it. So make sure you know where that is for our next exercise coming up. You got about a minute still. Just shake out those legs, get that breath back, just enjoy a bit of recovery time. It's not all guns blazing. We need a bit of downtime in between stuff. So if you want to start making your way over to our tricep pull-up machine, as I said, if you walk into the entrance to Lima Zero, it's just on your right there. It's got the name Matrix on the back of it. The first step in this is to put the pin on the appropriate weight. So when you make your way over there, because we want to get started in about 20-30 seconds, if this is your first time, I would suggest putting the pin on just a bit more than half your body weight. A bit more than half your body weight. If you want more of a challenge, I would suggest to go up to a quarter of your body weight. The great thing about this machine is that the weight stack is there to assist us. So the more weight we put on it, the easier the exercise will be. Keep that in mind as we go through a few sets of this. So aim for half your body weight or just a bit more or less, depending on how many times you've done this or how comfortable you feel doing this. Then you'll step both feet up onto the footsteps facing into the machine. Your hands will then go on the handles just in front of your hips, about hip height. So make sure you're following me through this routine. So we should be hands on those handles, about hip height. From here, you'll be bring one knee up and rest it on the cushion platform. As you do, you'll feel the platform sink as the machine starts to take your weight. So make sure your arms are ready to help out. Then bring the other knee onto the platform. From here, we're holding ourselves up with the assistance of the weight stack, and we're going to start moving down slowly by bending our elbows in 3, 2, 1 and right now go for it. Make sure it's slow to start with and make sure our elbows are tracking straight back behind us. Don't go too low though. When you feel tension, you're going to push back up, and we're going to keep doing this up and down for 30 seconds non-stop. You've already done 15 seconds of that though. Ideally, we'd like to keep your upper arm, perpendicular to the ground as our range of movement level. Keep moving up and down, really getting the best of your arms, nice and slow. We're gonna stop in 3, 2, 1, and right now by pushing yourself right to the top. slowly bringing one leg off onto one of the steps behind you, then the other leg come off up slowly and hop off once the knee platform is back up the top. We're going to turn around and get straight into some kettlebell upright rows. If you're not sure what a kettlebell is, they are those pink, yellow, blue and green weights right by your feet there, by the machine we just used. To do an upright row, we pick one up. So the pink one's the lightest, they go in obviously order of size. The pink one's 10 kg, the yellow one's 16 kg, the blue is 24 and the green is 32. Pick one up that you feel is appropriate for you. Stand up nice and tall with the kettlebell in between, in both hands between your legs. Then row the kettlebell right up to your chin, keeping your elbows pointed in the sky. And we're going to start there for 30 seconds as well, please. And 3, 2, 1, and go. So we're going to row up and down, up and down, up and down. And try to keep really good control over that. Standing up nice and tall. So always our arms are moving. Try not to swing back, keep your torso nice and strong, and just pull your arms up. We're gonna go for another 13 seconds. No doubt you're doing some great upright rows here. In 3, 2, 1, and rest. Our next exercise is TRX rows, moving over to the yellow and black bands right in front of the mirror, hanging off the squat rack. You'll want to centralize this band at the top of the squat rack, so bring it into the middle of the squat rack. It hangs from the top, yellow and black band. You're gonna grab the handles at the end of that and step back so there's tension in this TRX band. Once you've got the tension, bring your feet forwards towards the mirror. Keeping in mind that the closer you are to the mirror, the harder this is gonna be. You'll find yourself hanging on a slight angle. And all we're going to do is let ourselves go right out and then pull ourselves in with our arms. And we're going to start that in 3, 2, 1, and go. So letting yourself right out and pulling yourself right in, out and in with great control, keeping your whole body perfectly straight as much as possible. And we just want to row in and out. Keep it up. Strong arms. Keep breathing, of course. Got another 15 seconds of this one. In and out. 3, 2, 1, and rest right there. And the fourth and final strength exercise of this wonderful series is what we call goblet squats. So you're going to go over to the dumbbell rack and pick a dumbbell somewhere from 6 to 25 kg, depending on how comfortable you feel holding it. You're going to hold this one dumbbell just under your chin like a goblet. So your palms around the top of it and let the bottom hang between your arms. You're going to stand up nice and tall, and we're going to squat down by pushing our butt back and getting as low as possible without falling over. And we're going to start that in 3, 2, 1, and go. 30 seconds here. Just start easy and build into the exercise as you feel comfortable to do so. Make sure that your heels stay on the ground all the time. Never let your heels come off the ground in squats, please. That rule goes for now and forever. You got another 13 seconds, keep squatting down nice and low as you can, comfortably with your heels on the ground, then coming back up. Keep that torso nice and strong and keep breathing. 3, 2, 1, and rest. Well done, those are our four strength exercises today. And we're gonna do another 3 rounds, so 4 rounds in total. So we go put the dumbbell down first, go back to the tricep dip assist machine, that first strength exercise we did, and we're gonna do that again. So if you want to change the weight up on this machine, make sure you do that right now. And then you're going to climb back up on those wee steps. Grab the handles about hip height with your hands. Bring one knee onto the platform. Get ready to take your weight. Bring the other knee on. And let yourself sink in 3, 2, 1, and go. And we're going to come down nice and slowly. Elbows track right back behind us. Then push ourselves up nice and strong. Down nice and slowly, up nice and strong. And we get nice and low, so our upper arm is sort of perpendicular to the ground. Don't go too low, but make sure we do get good range. Gonna keep this up for another 8 seconds. And rest. We have a quick break, so slowly come right to the top, bring one leg off. Let the platform come right up, bring the other leg off and step down. And we're gonna go back to our kettlebell upright rows. So another chance for you to change the weight if you want to go a bit heavier, if you want to go from pink to yellow, yellow to blue, blue to green, or back down the other way you can. But whatever kettlebell you choose, we're going to start in 5 seconds by standing up tall, holding the kettlebell with both hands between your legs, and 3, 2, 1, and go for it. You're going to row right up to your chin, keeping your elbows pointed to the sky. Back down, back up, back down, back up. Keep really good control with our arms, keep our torso strong. And just keep moving, keep breathing. Two key things in life. 10 more seconds. Three, two, one, and rest. Rest that kettlebell down the ground. And we're back over to our TRX. Those yellow and black bands right in front of the mirror, hanging off the squat rack. And we're gonna do our TRX rows. So grab the handles. You've still got a wee rest just yet. You can step back in the wee bit though, get the tension in the band. And we're gonna bring our feet forward as far as you are, as you want to, in 3, 2, 1, and we're gonna do TRX rows. Let's go for it. Bring yourself out, pull yourself in, out, in, out, in. Maybe not quite as fast as that, but hopefully you get the idea. Got another 10 seconds, get those arms really strong. I know there's a lot of arm work in the circuit, but there's a lot of leg work on the bike, right? 3, 2, 1, and rest. And we need to keep things even. Just need to keep things even. We need to work the whole body, that's the whole idea. And we're gonna go back to our goblet squats now, so find that dumbbell again if you wanna use the same one, if you wanna go heavy, if you wanna go lower, it's entirely up to you. Just whatever you're comfortable holding. If you pick that dumbbell back up, bring it under your chin like a goblet, and we're gonna start squatting again in 3, 2, 1, and go for it. Squatting right down really low with our heels on the ground, pushing our butt back when we squat down, then coming up nice and strong. And keep it up. No doubt you're doing wonderful squats. I have full faith you're doing wonderful in everything. We've got another 12 seconds here. Keep it coming. 5 seconds. Strong squats. And rest right there. And another 30 seconds off, and we're going to go back to our tricep dip machine. So you might get the idea. We're going to do 4 rounds. The idea is to try and give you as much experience or much time on these new exercises, if they are new, to get you to learn them or perform better on them. You've got 15 seconds. So coming up, you got a chance to change the weight on the tricep dip machine if you like. Otherwise, bring your feet up onto the steps, hands on the handles, one knee on the platform, let it sink a wee bit, other knee on the platform, and 3, 2, 1, and tricep dips. Go for it, please. And hopefully, I'll be able to fix this music situation because we're almost on the edge of me having to sing, and that's a horrible feature. I'd almost ruin this podcast with that, which I don't want to do. You got 15 seconds here. Keep going. Making sure our elbows are tracking straight back behind us. Getting as low to a point of comfortability as possible, if that's a real word. 5 seconds. And rest. 30 seconds off. And we're into our kettlebell upright rows. So pick your nice colourful kettlebell. Hold it with both hands between your legs. Standing up nice and tall. Start this in 10 seconds. And 3, 2, 1, and kettlebell upright rows, please. Point up towards your chin, back down. Don't knock yourself out though. It's the last thing we need. Good work. 3, 2, 1, and rest. The kettlebell down. Good work. We're going to go over to the TRX rows again, please. So the yellow and black band in front of the mirror. Hopefully you're getting pretty familiar with these exercises now. But if you even need help, just rewind me and I can give you the full explanation as I did beforehand. But we're going to start TRX in 10 seconds. So you're going to find that tension in the band. Step right back and bring your feet forward as far as you are. One, two, and three, two, one, and TRX rows. Go for it. Nice and strong for another 30 seconds. I'm really not sure what's happening with this music, sorry, but it does keep coming and going, and it does happen in Lima Zero sometimes as well. But since you're doing this in the gym, you can probably hear the music in the background over top of your podcast, so at least there's that. You got another 5 seconds, Ryan, in and out, and rest. Cool. And we're going to come over to goblet squats. Got 15 seconds and we'll start goblet squats. So find your dumbbell again, bring it up under your chin. Get ready to squat in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Nice and low. Keep your heels flat on the ground. Power yourself back up. Down, up, down, up. Nice and strong. Keep breathing. Another 15 seconds. Wonderful work. Strong legs. Keep going for it. 3, 2, 1, and rest, please. And as I promised, we're going to do one more full round just to make sure it's really ingrained in our brain and we really get the most of these exercises. In our last round, next time with tricep dips, just really challenge yourself. So lower the weight, because lowering the weight in this machine will actually make it harder if you're up for that challenge. Entirely up to you. You've got the control. I've got the guidance. Stand up onto those steps. Hands on the handles. We're going to start in 3, 2, 1, and go by sinking down, powering up. Sinking down, powering up through your arms. Your elbows are tracking right behind you, of course, as you know full well by now. Last time on this exercise, so let's really make the most of it. Keep breathing, keep going for it. 12 seconds left. Stay strong. You can do it. You are strong and fit and powerful. Keep breathing. And rest. Wonderful. We're going to go into our kettlebell upright rows again. If you've been considering a change in weight, like an increase, now is the ideal time for that. Let's challenge yourself in this last round more than you have been already if you're up for that. Pick up your kettlebell in your hands between your legs. Stand up tall. We're going to start in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Kettlebell upright rows. Pull it up towards your chin. Back down. Up towards your chin, back down. Elbows stay pointed towards the sky at all times. Keep those arms strong, keep breathing. You got 10 more seconds. Enjoy them. And rest. 30 seconds off, and then we're back to that TRX, that beautiful yellow and black band that makes us stronger. So simple, but just so, so beautiful. But I'm going to start that in about 17 seconds. She used to say, you make me want once a year. So proud of your accomplishments. Looked to me like I'd hung a bow. Now she looks at me like I'm blind. Are you ready? Get that tension in that band. Bring those feet forward. Even further this time, maybe. And we start in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. You got 10 more seconds. Out and nice strong arms. Really pull in as far as you can. Really strong arms. Go, go, go. 3, 2, 1, and rest. And of course, we got one more set of squats. We can't think about those. So grab that dumbbell or a heavier dumbbell again. Are you up for that? That's for you to decide. I'm just here to encourage and guide. That's a cool wee rhyme. Anyway, grab your dumbbell, pick it up, under your chin, like a goblet. Feet flat on the ground, our bum goes back first in 3, 2, 1, let's go. 30 seconds of squats. We're almost eating this session. Don't know about you, but I'm having a wonderful time. So keep it coming, squatting down nice and low, keep our heels flat, power back up, keep breathing. We've got 10 more seconds. Three, two, one, and rest. Right there. Put the dumbbell down. Every breather, put the dumbbell away, maybe. Probably the best idea. We're going to finish off our workout today by going over to our Matrix treadmill machine. This is the black treadmill to the right of the change room door, if you're looking at the change room door. It's a big thing. You can't miss it. It's a self-powering treadmill. So all you have to do is hop on it from the back. So if you head on over that way now, and you come around the back of it, you're going to hold onto the sides and walk onto it. If the brace is there, then walk into the brace. This will sit around your waist, and this will hold you in place as you move the mat. If the brace isn't there, then just walk right to the front, hold onto the front of the machine, and slowly push against it, like you're trying to push a shopping trolley or something away. This machine will only go as fast or as slow as you want it to. If you could please get started on this in 3, 2, 1, right now, please. And we're going to go for 90 seconds here just to finish our workout. Let's just start walking. And I'm going to build your speed as we go. Although, if you don't want to build your speed, just make the 90 seconds. I can't tell what you're doing, so you don't really have to listen to me. Although, it is highly encouraged from my point of view. So, 90 seconds walking here. We've done 20 seconds. I'm going to give you a fun fact of the day just to finish off, to keep you moving here, to keep encouraging you. As you may or may not know, the human body has over 600 different muscles, and they obviously help us do all sorts of wonderful different movements. However, if they were all well conditioned and they could all pull in one single direction, you could actually lift around about 25 tons. So that's what you're made of. That's how strong or how much potential the body has. We've got 55 seconds down and we're going for 90, so we're almost there. I'm going to get to go into a bit of a jog, bit of a run, try to open up your stride. To do that, just lean forward more, push against the end of the matrix more if you need to, and just get into a bit of a jog. And in the last 15 seconds, I just want you to unleash. Do what you can. Really push yourself in 3, 2, 1, and go for it. We've got 12 seconds left. Just really go for it. Absolutely sprinting if you're up for the challenge. Really push yourself. Keep going. 5 seconds. All the way, please. And rest. Right there. And just slowly come off the back of the matrix. Have a wee breather. Walk it off. But that's our podcast workout for you today. Set up for Limit Zero Gym Only, made specially just for you guys. I hope you really enjoyed it. As I said at the start, I really enjoy doing these and can't wait for the next one already, which will again be slightly different, but just as much fun, if not more fun. Exercise is a wonderful tool, and I would say essential to the human body on a regular basis. Movement makes us happier. And as general as that statement may be, it is 100% correct as well. Happiness comes in many forms, but exercise will always help you down that path. Make sure you take time now to have a bit of a stretch, have a seat, get some water in. I would suggest stretching your quads, your hamstrings and your arms. You can check out how to do certain stretches on our website too. There should be a link at the bottom of our LZ podcast library page if you want to check that out. But for now, make sure you keep exercising, keep moving, and stay happy. It's Go Limit Zero.